Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the host may be different, but don't you worry. They're all guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the Brew Crew talks about what ails... Did I hit that right? I think I hit that right. Their life. Now... let's see what we're drinking.
We episode 14.
We've gotten good at
that. Vilkemen, go ahead and unmute yourselves.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do that.
This is episode 14.
Nice.
Lucky 13 was last episode.
Well into the teens now.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike is well into teens.
Mm-hmm. No. Not sure about that.
That is weird and gross.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, this is not a mic issue on my end. This is a human throat issue over here. So
I got some mic issues I'd like to bring up.
I have issues yeah. with mic as well, but
I don't know if I
wanted to start out that way.
Yeah, let's warm up
to the mic bashing that will be inevitably getting.
Is that
going to
be the prompt? No, I'll just wait and see.
Today I invited you boys here to talk about how much we hate Mike.
It's a roast.
I'm kind of surprised. I'm surprised that Mike made it for this episode. I was kind of banking on him not being here, but since he's here, we can.
Time
Mike,
to
you can kind of do. Mike, you can kind of do an introspective look on the things that you dislike about yourself as well.
Think of it as an intervention.
Think of it as a self intervention. Wow. So I'd like to just premise this episode by saying that I, like Trent, am afflicted with being extraordinarily tired. He's getting over a sickness. I'm getting over waking up just now. So my humor will be dark and sound like I'm serious the whole time.
And I'm drinking liquor again, so.
I was going to say, could you get scotch?
Ooh. I could, but instead of tequila, I went with rum, limoncello, and Saint Germain.
Oh, just like
we'll get to that
splash together.
Excellent. Yeah, we could talk about that soon. We'll hear about that. We'll hear about that in a moment. Today, episode 14, February
8th.
I've gathered you boys here today to talk about beer. That being said, I don't have a beer with me right now. Hi.
How peculiar.
I'm Matt, your host, and I just took a shot of... What did we take a shot of, Mike?
It was that nice, nice rum.
It's good.
What's the name?
It's got a...
It's a really pretty design. Mm-hmm. It's very vanilla-y, very smooth. I don't know if Chris remembers the name. Yeah. Boy, that's embarrassing.
That's okay.
But it's fine.
the three of us boys just took a shot of rum. And
it's apparently very potent.
I forget everything. Where am I?
Immediately. A clean slate. That's what it should be called. Clean slate rum. And I asked the boys, well, I didn't prompt them.
No, you haven't.
Kind of a,
nope.
So. Kind of a surprise. I want them to think of a musical. What musical does your beverage of choice tonight remind you of? And mine, let me just think back to a few seconds ago when I took the shot. I'm trouble remembering, but if I just kind of... It's got a certain sort of... Sigourney Weaver from Alien. Okay.
I see how the humor is different when you're tired. That makes sense. I see the difference.
Yeah, that's great. Trent, what musical does your drink remind you of?
So I do this weird thing where like I'm prepared for the show, so I buy beer to talk about on the show. It's this weird thing I'm trying.
You know, it's also funny you should say that because you also told all of us to do that as well earlier
I
today.
I did, and I think on Monday.
And you did on Monday as well. So that's weird. That's weird.
It is weird that I made that effort. But I'm drinking the 300 Mosaic India Pale Ale from Fulton in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that they canned.
Yeah, it's... Look at it.
They canned and do.
So you got a nice black simple hop design. I'm drinking a pint tonight because I felt like drinking a pint tonight.
Very admirable.
And it's really good. Easy drinking. It's not super duper bitter. I got a nice little juicy sweetness to it.
Juicy sweet.
Juicy
sweet.
That's a Lord of the Rings reference. So.
Or my musical this would remind me of. I guess it kind of reminds me of just because of the design of the hops is in a star. Mm-hmm. And when I lived in Minnesota, I was in It's a Wonderful Life, the musical.
Okay.
I was Tommy, one of the sons. Mm-hmm. I had like three lines.
And one of them was getting yelled at by your dad, right?
Yeah, probably.
If I remember that movie correctly.
But my stage dad, not my real dad.
Well.
Well.
Wait, you said I'm getting yelled at by my dad?
What? No, I don't think that's one of the lines, Mike, although I am rusty on it.
Yeah, same, I suppose.
Been a minute.
But yeah, I mean, it was like the church that we were at then was pretty big. It was like 6,000 people. So, I mean, there were some audiences.
That is a big choice.
For a little, I don't know, like 8-year-old Trent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I guess this beer reminds me of if we're going that route. Let's throw it down to Christopher.
Well, I am drinking a Black Horse Brewery Vanilla Cream Ale by Tennessee Ales. And it's pretty good. It's interesting because it tastes just like a normal ale, and then there's the vanilla aftertaste, kind of like a cream soda.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very nice. And it kind of reminds me of, I don't know, it kind of has like an old-timey text on the front, and the vanilla kind of reminds me of like a cigar almost. So I'm going to go with Guys and Dolls because I just think of some guys in suits with the hats and smoking some cigars and shooting some craps. And I don't know.
I like it.
That's what I'm going with.
No, he's allowed to say that. He's allowed to say that.
I was Harry the Horse.
I was Nathan Detroit back in high school.
Aww.
I remember seeing that when Matt was in it.
Yeah.
What a wonderful production.
It's a Wonderful Life.
That's not a musical show.
All about you, Trent. Always got to bring it back to you, huh?
How about you, Zach? What are you drinking?
Thank you. My name is Zach. I'm drinking a concoction of unpreparedness. In it, rum, limoncello, and Saint Germain. I think I already said that. I'm just a bad planner, a header, and didn't go buy any beers.
It's a recurring thing.
This yeah, I think it's just going to be a thing now where I just drink liquor, I guess, which is pretty ironic because
really great.
I make beer.
Yeah, you work at a brewery, so
I own beer.
But this drink, believe it or not, is very fruity.
Oh.
Mm. But it's kind of like a good kind of fruity, like it's like an out there kind of wacky, like I feel like it's a very hip. I'm gonna go with Rent.
Mm. Oh, I was going to say if you don't go with Rent, I'm gonna be really surprised. But yeah. I held back, and you went with it. I'm very, very proud.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly because you said fruity.
Well, I mean that's not the only adjective that I would.
And if you named your drink after a song from Rent, it would be
La Vie Bohème.
Okay.
Oh. Wow, that was a quick pickup.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Hey man, I've seen Rent. We didn't rock out to Rent songs in our car.
I'm cultured.
All right.
Okay. I promise.
Okay. I sing along poorly.
Okay. Okay.
Michael. Fernel Wedina.
it's always something, isn't it? It's always something.
Oh, yes. Zach, you nailed it. I am Michael Wadena. And tonight I'm drinking an ale. A pale ale.
A pale ale.
Nice.
It is rather tame. Initially, it kind of struck me. It was a little bit more complex than I gathered. Oh, yeah. I guess I should provide some details. It is from Tap Room 21. I've never had a brew from there, but it's Rochester, New York. Nice balance. Moments of spunk, but also moments of kind of lulls. So I'm gonna go with everybody's favorite curly-headed, red-headed American sweetheart, Annie.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, those moments that are just a little bit more exciting than others, maybe a little more upbeat, but also moments of just kind of, you know, lulls, just like long periods mm-hmm. and pauses of solemnness, I suppose. Yeah.
So you're telling me your beer sometimes has like real catchy, like, oh, drinking, catchy, and then sometimes it's really depressing and reminds you of an orphanage and children getting left without parents and having to live together in a community of depression.
I believe you said there's elements of both. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, Matt, so you hit the nail right on its head.
Okay.
You buried that nail.
I've never had a beer depress me like
no,
that.
No, yeah, I am absolutely livid over here. I am just really in my own sorrows.
Oh, you're angry.
Oh, no. Well, I guess livid is the
wrong term.
So
that's a third.
Maybe I'm...
a third emotion,
you know,
elicited from this incredible beer.
It has every little bit of everything.
This is all coming from someone who for the past 14 weeks has managed to find drinks that taste like a certain something. And so...
Someone...
What are you saying? You need to be more clear.
Haven't we all done that?
Yeah, certain someone, certain something. I feel like we've all kind of found something for our beer. So what are you trying to say?
So anyway, Matt, you are going to talk to us about something.
I'm hosting today, and the reason I really wanted to host this week is because I had a couple of real terribly awkward things happen at work, all in a matter of days, and I really wanted to hear from everyone. And I'm sorry that we're not joined by Colin tonight. We are missing him, and I know that he's always got a real good work story. So maybe next cast he'll be able to throw something in there. But I want to hear from the boys about their some of their most awkward moments at work. And I'll kind of kick it off with one of my stories. I got three of them. I'll start out with, so every day, I get a 30-minute lunch, and I like to go up to the 30th floor, in my building. And, recently they kind of revamped the whole 30th floor and made it really like a nice lobby for anyone to, anyone in the building to go up to. So, one of the things they added were these speakers, and they always are playing like 90s radio, which is just terrible. It's just awful. It's just like the whole room is filled with this terrible 90s music. And I just go up there to relax for 30 minutes and breathe and watch a little Netflix or YouTube on my phone. So there are two dials on the 30th floor that are basically wall volume dials. And I always, the first thing I do is I exit the elevator, I walk over the dials, I shut them down, and it's silent. Which is exactly how I want it for my 30-minute break. Earlier this week, I went upstairs for my lunch. And another great thing about the 30th floor is that they have just a wonderful bathroom. Mm. So I like to save myself for that visit as well. So I head upstairs. I'm all excited. I'm really, you know, I'm going to go use the 30th floor bathroom. Penny's attacking my mandolin. I don't know what that's about. So I'm headed upstairs. I'm like, yes, I'm going to go use the bathroom. I'm going to watch some YouTube, and I'm going to just relax for 30 minutes. And I get upstairs, and sure enough, music's blasting. It's just terrible 90s, where all your dreams come true. Yeah, no, that and I go over to the dial, and while I'm walking over, one of the dials is right by the entrance to the bathroom, and I notice that the bathroom door is wide open, and there's a ladder in the bathroom, so clearly somebody's doing maintenance on the bathroom. So I'm just like, this kind of ruins everything. I'm going to go back downstairs. But out of habit, I switch the dial and turn the music all the way off, and then turn around and walk back to the elevator and head down. So this maintenance worker is just chilling in the men's bathroom doing some work. Suddenly, the music shuts off.
What happened?
So in his head, some guy came upstairs, turned off the music, and then went back downstairs.
Because that is what happens.
Well, but there's a but I just imagine, like, what does this guy think was going through my head? Because, like, I have a perfectly logical reason for what I did. I'm wondering,
do you think it was his choice to listen to 90s? Or, like, I mean, because if he's not there every day, he's probably just kind of in that scenario himself.
Well, I mean, like, he's doing, like, it's one of those things where he's doing, you know, work, changing a light bulb or something, and there happens to be music playing, and, like, that's, you know, when you're doing sort of manual labor, like...
If he was in the bathroom, I don't know if he was changing a light bulb. I don't know if that was a task.
There are light bulbs in bathrooms,
I mean,
Mike.
Yes, but...
And there's a ladder. There's a ladder. Were you listening to my story?
Yes, but when I see maintenance in a bathroom, I think, oh, no, I need to find an emergency.
Right, right. Because probably what he was doing was changing some toilet paper with a full ladder. You know how they put toilet paper on the ceiling.
I guess you did include that ladder thing that I kind of forgot about. Unless toilet ceilings, like a ceiling toilet. You never know.
Ceiling toilets, that's right.
Or just a very powerful bidet.
That's right, that's right.
It's just a fire hydrant, and then there's just a big wreck.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure for the 30th floor.
It all builds up.
It takes you to the 31st floor.
That's what he was working on, the extreme bidet.
Extreme!
Bidet to the max.
It's my power washer bidet that I have outfitted for this bathroom.
Your power washer.
You won't poop for a month.
It is efficient, though, I tell you.
Clean those scallops off your butt.
The bidet's so good, it cleans your insides.
Wash your mouth out from the wrong end.
I just got
sorry
the
about
most
that,
disturbing
everybody.
Image okay. in my brain.
The most awful thing.
Yeah.
Somehow we kept all that bathroom humor cool until that moment.
The thing is, I'm still imagining this person, like, being suspended from the ceiling, having some bidet just absolutely rid him of all feeling, and it just propelling out his mouth, just a horrific scene. That is terrifying.
Yeah. A human fountain.
That's right.
Welcome to the 30th floor. Oh, Matt, you can't go there anymore.
Welcome to the 14th episode.
So, that. So the ceiling bidet maintenance worker was my first story.
What a start.
So if anybody wants to, I'm going to pass the torch along. Does anybody have any kind of real awkward work stories that happened within the last couple of weeks? Or even in the distant past that they want to share?
I might have something from distant past. Because I've already talked about my most recent one, which is...
Yeah.
Any time at work, I have to interact socially. Mm-hmm, But in high school, during the summers, I worked out at a summer camp as a camp counselor. And so my last summer there, my summer before going to Belmont, some of the counselors and I were hanging out, and we were like, you know what? Your piercings are pretty easy to do.
Oh.
And my buddy was like, I could pierce my lip. And I had already had my lip pierced. And I was like, kind of been thinking about getting my nose pierced. And they're like, let's meet up in the nurse's office tonight. We'll do it. We'll get all the stuff. Because there are some girls. They're like, we'll get all the stuff. We'll get the jewelry. And then we'll meet you out there after, like, we put everyone to bed. Mm. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. So we get into the nurse's office through, like, the camp house that's there because it's attached. And we get down. And me and my buddy, we get stretched out on the cots. And he, I think, actually got a sewing needle to go through his lip. Mm. I got a safety pin, which aren't particularly sharp.
Better than a clothespin.
Yeah, mildly.
Trying to get that through there is tough.
I'd rather have a clothespin on my nose than a safety pin.
Okay, no, you know what, Zach? You're right.
It's true. So it was a good 20 minutes of grinding that through my nose.
Okay, so when you said that, I imagined like high school dance. So like we grinded for 30 minutes.
No, 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 no.
And then we were like, okay, let's get around to the piercing.
No, no, no. Just twisting this safety pin in my nose, just like trying to get it to break all the way through. And it hurts so bad.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine that's true. See, what you gotta do is you just gotta get big old blackheads like I have all over my nose and just aim for one of those.
Or just give Mike a Gatorade bottle.
Oh, perfect. No. Yeah, he can just... want to tell that story?
No,
that's not
a work story.
Let's tell... Well, now we have to give it context.
Yeah, I've never heard
finish
it.
You want to finish up and then we'll tell that that gem?
Oh, no.
Yeah, the most embarrassing thing about it is that we actually almost got kicked out of camp from it. Because they were pretty upset that we were in the nurse's like place, even though like we didn't break in, like everything was unlocked. Like we just went there to do it because we were like trying to be a little smart about it.
Do you think they might have also been mad that you guys were mutilating each other, or is that like that probably didn't have anything to do with it?
Like we were both 18, like. You know, it was like
I'm an adult. Yeah,
so
you full. So yeah, both 18, fully developed. You can make your own decisions,
Matt. Matt, you and I should hang out tired more often. I'll drink liquor. You be tired. We'll just
hate him. I'll tell Trent how dumb he is.
Sorry about the negativity.
I just get a call from Matt and Zach. Trent, we need...
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
Just shut up dumb things. And listen.
Should have used the hole punch.
You know what? Then you could an instant gauge. That's what I call them.
To Trent's credit, to try and bring some positive self esteem to his neck of the woods. His nose is still pierced, and it does look pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does look like it's pierced.
It definitely is pierced.
Thanks, guys.
There's something through that veil.
You sound like my parents. It's fine. So anyway, once upon a time in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm. Yeah, let's get Trent from up from under the bus and get Mike under there.
Let me take your spot. I hear it's
time to dump on Mike. Here it is. We've been waiting.
Quick switcheroo. Yeah, we've been waiting since minute one of the episode.
I'm not gonna have a chance to talk during this story, so. I'm just gonna.
What makes you say that, other than the fact that I won't let you talk?
No,
that's Chris. You should try interrupting sometime.
Wait,
too.
Yeah, it's not my turn yet.
Oh, classic Chris. Okay, so Trent, you were there for this, right?
I was filming.
Yes.
Just the foreshadowing.
Yeah, I this was season. Was this season two of our Commons Roommate?
I think it was because I lived upstairs.
Yeah, so this was second semester of sophomore year.
This is really important. The viewers need to know.
Zach, you're so right. This has almost no context. Trent was there, and that's pretty much all that matters. It was like 3 years ago. It's one of those. One of those times where like you're just it's the end of the night. It's like 1 a.m. and you're like, well, it's so late that we might as well hang out and be goofy for like another 30 minutes.
That happened every night.
If we go to bed now, well, you're right. If we go to bed now, we're just going to be kind of restless and tired. in like another half an hour. So let's just mess around and be weird, tired, and goofy together.
18-year-old consenting adults. Let's all tickle. Adults.
Yeah, let's all tickle each other as consenting adults.
AKA customs now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. So, that's right. We fly internationally now.
Yeah.
So, for those of you unaware of League of Legends lingo. So I mean, this is a common occurrence. There, we'd always figure out some weird, you know, just funny boy thing to do. And this night turned out to be throwing a water bottle back and forth. And it was one of those athletic Gatorade bottles with the hard orange cap and the green Gatorade bottle and it's one of those things that you'd like squeeze at people. Like Mike always did that in high school. Always would do the would squeeze it into people's faces and the little
and it just went
the spit that was on the cap would go right into people's faces. It was really great. It was everybody loved it every time. So
everybody, yep, everyone.
It was one of those water bottles, and
I love that.
And we were throwing it back and forth, and I don't remember exactly what the joke was. I think it was like we were pretending to look away, and then at the last second we'd catch it and go, oh,
it was. I'm thirsty, and it lands right. Oh, in your hand.
That's right. It's exact. That's
throwing
right.
it as fast as we could, just whipping just it at each
boom,
other.
Boom, 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 right back and forth, and it was super funny. We were all having a great time. Trent was filming it. It was funny. There was one time that the second to last time that the bottle was thrown.
Well, it kind of had to be. Who knows how long that charade would have gone?
It had to end sometime, and I'm just glad it ended the way it did.
Me too.
I threw it to Mike, and he wasn't exactly ready for it. Which was part of the joke, but this time was a little bit more genuine. He was like, "Oh, whoa!" And he caught it in the last second, and I was laughing, and I looked away for a second to do, you know, the same joke, which was the, oh, I'm thirsty, look, catch, water. I turn back and see just a flash of orange and green fly at my face. And just smack. And I was like, oh! And I did the thing where I spun around real quick, grabbed my nose, and I was like, oh! Okay. That hit me right in the face, didn't it? Kind of hurt, and I whip back around because I'm with my boys. I don't want them to think that I'm, you know, that I this hurts so bad. You know, I didn't want them to think I'm some sort of sissy. So I turn around, I'm like, and I got this big smile on my face. So I was like, hit me in the face. That's funny. I forgive you. It's fine. The moment the eyes of my boys landed on my face, I sensed something was wrong. Because the look wasn't so much of, oh no, I hit the water bottle in your face. I'm sorry about that. That's still kind of funny, though. It was more of a, you don't have a face anymore, and I'm horrified. So I was like, oh, and I think Mike said something like, blood. And I pulled my hand up to my face, and I touched my face, and I pulled it away. I was like, oh, that's a lot of blood. And I ran to the bathroom and I looked at my nose and I noticed a piece of it missing. Well, not so much missing as just kind of hanging off of my face. On the right side of my nose, there was about a good 3/4 inch gash, a 3/4 inch long and about a 1/2 inch wide that just kind of smushed down and was kind of falling off of itself, and I was bleeding profusely. So I kind of squished it back into place.
It was so gross.
Kind of squished it and was like, maybe I should get rid of some of this blood as well. Kind of put a paper towel, was holding paper towels up to my nose, and just kind of like, well, okay. So, to this day, I still have a mark. It's not incredibly noticeable unless you really look at it, but, because it's healed really, really well. Some people say I should have gotten stitches. Actually, I saw a dermatologist, and he said that stitches wouldn't have really helped. But it was dead for a while, Like it was a, it was, it was gray.
Yeah.
Which was gross. But it's all pretty much healed up now. It's just, there's just a little bit of a scar. So I'm not totally mutilated by Mike's,
my little whoopsie.
Mike's little whoopsie. I don't know if there's any other perspectives we want to hear from.
I don't think I want to hear about it anymore. You described it just as well as I needed to hear. That was a very good word, I guess, illustration. I got a very good picture. Yes.
Because of that injury led you to purchase Warby Parker glasses and now you work there. So I mean,
you're actually exactly right. I did purchase glasses to kind of distract from the nose gash that didn't heal immediately, surprising enough.
That's weird. So I kind of got you the job. Would it come down to
basically, you're welcome.
Yeah, sort of in a way, you ought to be thanking me. So, yeah, so that was a fun
and little anecdote.
Extended story. can we actually, it's right in the middle of the episode. Let's have an actual middle of the episode. A beer fridge. Let's
I'll see you boys there.
Let's creep on it.
Let's creep
on creepy it? Beer fridge.
Let's creep on into the beer fridge, everybody. Come on. Hello there, folks. Welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge, the section where we talk about our sponsors. And this week, instead of a joke, I've got a bit of political news. In a recent poll, it was found that 9 out of 10 Americans believe that out of 10 people, one American will always disagree with the other 9. That is it. Thank you. This is going to be a very me-centric episode, which was not the plan.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's turning out okay. I'm a lot more, what's the word? Not literate. I'm able to speak a lot better than I thought I was going to be. Coherent than I thought I was going to be. Thank you, Chris.
Horny?
A lot more horny than I thought I was going to be. Mike, so do you want to take it right out of the...
Yeah, we can scoop right back into it. So, talked about my...
Hey, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to interrupt real quick.
Yeah, no, please.
And just go back to before the beer fridge stocking. Just throw my own kind of way to go, Mike. All right, you can.
Okay, I'll just throw that in there somewhere.
Yep. Thanks.
I'll toss that in there.
Say way to go, Mike?
I'll edit that in post. Yeah. He's like good job.
Thanks, man.
Oh wait.
Probably what he was saying good job is because I was just so beautiful before, and now with this hideous facial gash, I'm kind of back on everyone else's level.
Yeah.
So
no, that's a reasonable
thing.
So
hey wait, can I tell something totally irrelevant?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, go for it, Chris.
Please God.
So
his name is Chris, Zach.
I'll postpone my snack then. It's fine.
You know how you mentioned Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, I remember mentioning
her. Wait, what?
Well, I finally saw Finding Dory this weekend.
Holy week. I've been waiting for somebody else to watch this movie because I watched it with Lita the other day and I was like, holy cow, the guys are going to love this.
All I could think of was Matt the entire time. Sigourney Weaver, what?
This is Matt's got to go to this aquarium.
That did happen, didn't it?
Anyway, that was
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I Trent, seen when you
it.
Do.
Now it's ruined. It's ruined for you now.
The entire plot.
I'm not going to watch it. I still haven't seen Frozen, y'all.
What? First off, I don't believe you, and second off, it's not worth it at this point.
I no, I haven't.
You just need to let it go.
Have not. So, one thing about
Mike, that joke was cold as ice.
Oh no! That was way funnier than. Even when I heard it, I was like, that's not that funny. And then I was laughing. So I don't know what happened to me.
It's magic.
So good job.
It's magic.
Good job confusing me, I guess.
I did it.
Confusing my humor.
So I can scoop up a little work story. the nice thing.
Wow, every time you said that before as well, and I just imagine cat litter.
I'm just gonna scoop.
Use another word?
I'm gonna scoop. I'm gonna clean. I'm gonna
scoop. Just oop oop.
The nice thing about my internship with Sony right now.
Guys, I feel like we're chrising Mike.
Wait.
Can I have a moment?
Yeah. No, I think he started an interruption without planning what the interruption was going to be.
This is my bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
So, the nice thing about my work is that I don't have like an office to report to. What I do is I submit biweekly reports to HQ in New York. And it's nice because like I don't really adhere to a schedule as much. I can do it on my own time, whatever I do. But the best thing about my job is they fly us out annually to New York to meet with record labels and meet with executives and like even like go to concerts, meet artists, and really get on board for the upcoming year, essentially. And this last fall, I was much more comfortable in the setting because I've been with the position for well over 2 years now, and I've learned and I've grown, and I consider myself a leader on the team, which, toot toot my horn, I was.
Well, I mean, your bosses do as well. You're not just pulling that out of your butt. Like your bosses have given you a lot of praise, and I'll throw that in there so that you don't have to talk more about how great you are.
Shout out Matt. And at these meetings this last year, our like wrap up after these like three amazing days, like meeting with these awesome people, this one individual the entirety of the week is like when she makes I shouldn't have said she when Yeah, okay, I kind of have to say
I'll Gina. Bleep it.
When they...
Oh, I'll, what? I'll bleep it again.
When they are, like, I guess, jutting into a conversation or, like, even adding something or making a conversation, it always bounced back to this internship that they had with our boss, like our head honcho boss. And it got on everybody's nerves so bad. Like she's they
whoops.
it was yeah, I did this and then I died. It just got it's hard to describe. You I mean, it's one of those situations. Everybody's had this before, like it's just
right. Yeah.
So last day we're in our final meetings and like we're saying good things and like, what did you guys like, what can we change for next year, blah blah blah. And God bless. They kept raising their hand and saying, well, when we did it with my internship with this, we did this and we did this. And it was everybody was so aware of like what she was doing and was just every eye in the room was rolling up inside their heads. And it was entirely not frustrating, but it was just like... really painstaking to have to sit because she was just raise hand
me,
compare this me. Yes, I want to speak again, let me I want to compare this story and that. I guess because I'm not in a setting like that very often with the people I work with, it was just that much more obvious. And I mean, honestly, they're a great person. And everybody on my team is really incredible and they're all really hard workers and they have to be to get the job. But like, boy, oh boy, people skills, social skills. It's just like, how did you not learn this?
Aware of what's appropriate.
Yes.
And when.
Yes.
And how often.
I'm bad at them, but I at least know about it.
Yeah.
You're at least aware of it.
Yeah.
This person seems to be unaware of... how to interact with fellow humans.
I just assume that I'm annoying, so I just don't say anything, and then you're fine.
Yeah, no, that's and that's perfect for you.
It worked for me.
Because you're so right.
Oh. Well.
Well. Okay, guys, I guess I'll be going.
Guess I'll be bottoms up.
How's the underside of that bus, Trent?
Tastes like dirt, Mike.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to clean it under there?
But also sun chips.
Oh.
Ooh.
Also known as the world's loudest snack.
I've been munching so quietly. You haven't even known about it.
Tell me.
Oh, was that a crunch?
Oh, tell me.
A delicious salty treat.
Trent, when you've been crunching down on those, which admittedly I have not heard it.
No, I know.
Which means you haven't been crunching so much as letting the chips get soggy in your mouth and then just kind of mushing them with your tongue.
You soggy chip liking mother.
You're gross.
My name.
But I will say thoughtful.
Here's something I want you to think about. I am in fact eating from, you know him and you love him.
There it is. World's loudest bag as well.
World's loudest bag, party sized
so,
munchies.
The pretzels you can let get soggy.
You do not let food get soggy. Like inherently, the word soggy.
Cheetos, you have to.
No,
stop, because that is very wrong.
No. Doritos, not so much. Just
okay. That's something I'll agree with.
I mean, enough to get the flavor off.
No. You don't suck a Dorito.
Okay. That's like something you would wish. That sounds like something you would wish on your worst enemy.
Hey, go suck a Dorito.
How could you say that to me?
The sun chips are like perfect for it.
Just sucking on? This is awful.
Yeah. This is bad.
Oh my god.
He treats his chips like Jolly Ranchers. That's my latest song.
You know, the Soggy Sun Chips had to change their name to the Soggy Bottom Boys because of some copyright issue.
Okay, this is my last handful, and then I'll be done.
Please.
You guys can take my fun from
me. Right, this is your last handful. How long do we have to wait for all that to dissolve in your face hole?
That's true.
What you could do is pour some water in that bag, and then you just... Take big handfuls and it'll be nice and soft.
Just get in there with a spoon.
I bit my cheek.
Why don't you just vomit your digestive juices into the bag?
I bit my cheek.
Oh no.
This is
that got a thousand times worse.
And drink it with a straw.
That's right. No. All you have to do is just throw up into the bag and then shake it around. Shake it around.
This is horrible.
And then you can inject it right into your bloodstream.
Yeah, that's what Trent's doing in his mouth, Mike. How do you feel about yourself now?
Really bad. Really, really bad, Zach.
I don't know how much of that I'm going to have to cut/censor.
Chris, you were thinking of something to say.
Yeah, Chris, do you have something to say that's wildly appropriate?
Well...
Great, we'll go back to throwing up into a bag then. The next thing I'll say on... Okay, no, Chris, do you have something?
Well, I have a bunch of little things, and I feel like two of the most awkward ones, or specifically one of the most awkward ones, it's not appropriate for the podcast.
Excellent. That's a great thing to say.
So, let's see.
Just tease him with the story. Tease him with it.
I don't know. There was this person, and it was inappropriate. Anyway.
Nice. Great. On to Zach.
But then my current job, it's also just a bunch of guys, and they all say lots of inappropriate things that it's just always weird to me that these older guys are saying...
Are acting like college and high school boys?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like they never grew up.
Yeah, it's one thing that's hard to figure out, especially in a new work environment, is like the culture, not only of the company itself, but of like the people you work with face to face and like trying to figure out their attitudes.
And their specific humor. Yeah. Do you have a specific story about anything awkward they said, or is it all just too inappropriate in general?
Too inappropriate. There was this one time at the Christmas party though that
That's classic.
There's one of the guys I work with is like an ex-Marine and he's huge, like just so jacked. And he was kind of intoxicated, and so is this other guy that's just short as can be and super nerdy, and they were talking about working out.
And
the little guy was like just boasting about like how much he can bench, and like, even though he has like small arms, like he, I don't know, and just was not, the big guy just was not having it. He's like, there's no way, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, and then the smaller guy was like, yeah, like, I've taken up biking. Like, I feel like I just get, like, infused with, like, testosterone when I bike. And, like,
infused?
I become testosterone. I don't think
that, those were her words, but it, his words, excuse me. But it was right, something like that, to that effect. And
it sounds like weight room.
Larger banter. Ex-Marine man was just, like, giggling, and it was just really funny.
Oh, hey, Taco. Is there any way that we can get those two into a sitcom, like as roommates? Is there any way we can get them to live together? Because I feel like that would just be hilarious.
The gym rat boys.
I feel like ex-Marine would like beat the crap out of him at some point. Because
well, yeah, probably.
He just talks so much.
Small nerdy dude. Sounds like the
you talk a big game.
He sounds like the type of guy who, like, in junior high and high school was really small, but would always like talk smack to the bigger kids because he knew that they couldn't hurt him. Because that's they'd get in trouble. Like. Yeah, yep. Yeah. So that's how. That's I'm glad. I'm but I glad guess, I was right about it, but upset because that's like a very bad type of person that I dislike.
Yeah, I guess my final like semi-real story is with more detail is when I interned at a certain studio and a certain famous country singer was there. No. And he walked by thinking he was like cool as crap, and I was just being polite, passing him in the hallway, and said hello, and he like just puts his hand up to his face and like ducks away and darts into the next room. I'm like, okay, I'm not fangirling, I'm literally just saying hello to you. I don't even like country music, but like
here's the thing.
That's what you whatever should, yeah. I hate your music
too.
Here's,
cool
here's the yeah that's the best thing to say to an artist. Best thing to do.
Yep. I didn't. All I did was say hi. That's it.
Who was it?
Here's the thing, Chris. Sometimes when we think back on things, we sort of distort them and see them how we'd like to see them. Are you sure that you weren't at any point in this crying or throwing your underwear at him? Because like that's just you might be misremembering it. I mean, I was
stark naked, but that's normal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of that was a requirement at the studio from what I remember.
That's proper attire.
Maybe that's why.
No, but no, and I'll. In all reality, it was just should have been a normal interaction. And
in all reality, I was naked.
Yeah, and he just made it awkward, and it didn't need to be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
And that's that.
And yep. that's the short and long of it. Zach, you got anything? You got anything?
You should have just said, "Fine, I'll find somebody else who wants $1 million."
Ha ha
ha ha.
At our $1 million giveaway.
I'm a young entrepreneur.
Welcome to the studio.
In a town of industry. Rockport.
On the moon.
Industry.
Copyright Mabim. Well, not Mabim Bam, but the McElroy's.
I just listened to that episode today, and I was very excited. We don't have to include this in our podcast, but
I think they'd be offended.
They would be.
I think they, yeah, they'd be very mad. Zach, you got anything for us?
Well, instead of taking all this time to think about an embarrassing story, I've just been watching Trent dissolve munchies in his mouth. And now that I know what he's doing, his face is the most distracting thing.
He did say he would stop.
I really don't have any embarrassing stories, I guess. I guess, like, working as a server and bartender for the last 4 years, I would have some good juicy stories, but I really don't. I don't know. I'm not someone who, like, takes things, like, seriously, I guess.
Right.
I kind of just let most things happen and I'm cool with whatever, so I guess things that could be potentially awkward or embarrassing just sort of aren't. I break a lot of glasses, I guess, at work, like bartending. Nice. All of my regulars know that I'm like prone to breaking glasses. So now whenever it happens, they all start cheering, and then everybody else in the bar starts cheering, and then I kind of just have to do a bow.
And then you get $100 in tips.
Yeah, you broke a glass. Woo, do it again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then he smashes another glass.
Right.
You know that tip money is going towards the glasses, right?
It kind of has to. It's all crystal.
Yeah. Everybody feels bad for me and how much glassware
just shatters.
You have to pay for it out of pocket.
Yeah.
There's a sign on the door. No bare feet for your own safety.
Right.
Zach's working.
Zach's working.
Zach's working.
Pulls.
Bring chain mail.
Do you have a helmet?
Watch out for flying glasses.
Checklist. Safety goggles. Helmet.
Check.
Closed-toed shoes.
Check.
Make sure they're steel toe.
Check. Beer goggles. Check.
Chain mail.
Check.
Zach, you being a server / bartender reminds me of my days as a food runner when I worked at this spot in Wisconsin. And as a food runner, I spend a lot of my time in the kitchen. And I remember one time in particular, we had this really dank soup that I couldn't get enough of, but I was taking two to table 27 outside. And it was this older gent on my right and this older lady on my left. I mean, obviously a couple. And I set the soup down and left first. And then I go to my right and then the soup just splashes all over the table. I'm so sorry. Can I get you a new one? And the dude's like, well,
should I scoop this one back up?
Yeah, I'd hope you'd get me a new one.
Well, looks like you paid for a soup that's on the ground now. Ha ha!
Ha ha! And then I skedaddled out of there, and I quit.
That day. Later.
See ya. I don't want to confront that. No, I called my boss, and he helped me out, but it was just... ugh. I went to dishwashing after that, because I couldn't handle the pressure.
Demoted.
No, that's not what happened. But I did do a lot more dishwashing following.
Hmm.
Which, that reminds me. There was one, actually, time in the summer. Wisconsin summer, contrary to popular belief, can get hot. And one of these days, it had to have been.
It was crazy.
One of these days, it was like 65 degrees and sunny.
It had to have been 70 or so. And the kitchen was brutal. It was so, so hot in the kitchen. And everybody was... from the start of my shift, just whining about it. Like, oh man, it's so hot. I'm sweating so much. Oh, I need to take a shower. Oh, please clean me, chef. And what? By the time, nothing. By the time 6 o'clock rolled around, like 2 hours into the shift, chef erupts. If one more person says it is hot, we are closed for the day. And he was so upset at everyone complaining. He's like, you're not going to be saying this when it's 20 below zero in the wintertime. I guess it's appropriate because, yeah, that'll happen. But, oh, my God. Because I totally felt everyone's pain. I was just sweating, stacking dishes, cleaning cups, polishing silverware. Boy, I hated that job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry for my little anecdote. I just had a flashback to my days as a bus boy.
No, yeah, this is the...
Zach and I used to work together and got into some shenanigans there, but...
We should have a whole episode just dedicated to fellatios.
You guys can do that for our next duo.
When's the next duo?
Episode 20, we're on 14, so in 6 episodes.
A month?
Did you see that math I just did? Wow, I'm good.
Wow, talent.
Wow.
Wow.
Really good. Usually I can just do the math of the glasses prices that we have. Mm-hmm. Speaking of glasses and my job, I got two more stories that I really wanted to tell. They're both very short.
Are they short Matt stories or are they just short stories?
Well, they're short stories.
Trent,
so
put the munchies down.
I'm so hungry. I didn't eat a meal today. All I've had is Nature Box, actually.
Why don't you eat, Trent? You need to
eat. We can unpack that later.
Yeah, sorry. It's not for now. Next week, get ready for the health cast.
The health cast. Ooh. I'm gonna skip it.
Whole grain.
You guys spinach. Can do that. Oh. Don't mind spinach.
Anyway,
okay. Okay.
Sweet stop. Potato.
Okay.
I couldn't understand what you said, Trent, because your mouth was full of dissolving munchies.
And salt.
Carbs. Do you have anything to say, you heathen?
Yeah.
Crunk, no, you crunk, don't. Crunk, you can't. Nope, nope. No, no. Keep that mouth closed. Next, actually, the week after the health cast, we're going to talk about etiquette.
The etiquette cast.
Talking with your mouth full, jeepers.
Which one? I gotta ask which one's got to be first, because etiquette is important. But so is not eating munchies.
Yeah, if we don't cover health topics, Trent won't make it to the Manners podcast, and then it's useless.
Fair enough, fair enough. Fair. You're right, you're right. Let's do health first, so Trent survives another week, and then
fine.
We'll do... I'm fine, he says. Recovering.
Munchies are not a three square meal.
Recovering from 2 weeks of being the most sick he's ever been in his life.
That's true.
Yeah, this is a good way to get your bones back.
Matt, tell your stories.
Yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now. So my manager and one of her friends were, this is right after work. I was gathering my stuff, and we were some of the last people in the office. And they're looking at something on her computer, and they're like, "Oh, he's so precious. He's so elegant. He's so cute. Oh, oh." And I look up and I stand up and I said, "Guys, I'm right here."
And they're on your Facebook page.
No. They both look at me. Deadpan and like, "Oh, no. We're looking at a picture of her boyfriend's dog." And I was like,
"That's yeah. me. I'm right here."
I was like, "So in your head, you were talking about this dog, and then you thought that I actually thought
that's the thing
that you were talking about me." Mm-hmm. Like what? That's I didn't know what to say. I was just like, "Did you guys not like that's not a hard joke to make. Like that's an easy joke. And like maybe it's karma. Maybe it's comedic karma for that to just get turned right back on me." But
did that happen to you really recently? Like this last week?
Yeah. It was so rough. Do you get it?
That's one of the things that's we talked about that just a little earlier, and it was you got to figure out your coworkers. That surprises me so much that people don't get that joke.
That's the thing. That's the thing as well. Like they my lead knows my humor and understands that most of the time I'm joking, but still somehow thought that they were calling me cute, gorgeous, and elegant. Which, I mean, come on, you are. Blame them. But yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. That's the other thing. It's so upsetting. Okay, so that was one of the most awkward things. The most awkward thing probably that has ever happened to me last night. Again, right after work. So my mentor at Warby Parker, his name is Sam, and he's one of the greatest people I know. He's hilarious. He's got a great sense of humor, and he doesn't sit by me anymore. So whenever we see each other or pass anywhere, basically what we do is we're like, I say, "Ugh, Sam," and I roll my eyes, and he says, "Matt," and he rolls his eyes, and then we continue going. It's a great goof, and everybody loves it. So I'm taking some dishes back to the kitchen at the end of the day. And Sam's leaving, and I walk by him, and I say, "Ugh, Sam," and he says, "Ugh, Matt," and then walking towards me is this girl who works there, and I recognize her, and she says, "Ugh, Matt," and I go, "Hey, how's it going? Like, how is your day? Not too bad, right? Oh, you're okay, bye."
Oh, no.
I did not know her name. And that was the joke. The joke was that we were saying each other's names. And I so obviously panicked and did not know her name. It was so...
That's a tough thing.
Oh, I know. I wanted to cry. And then I saw her today and smiled at her, and she was like... Mm. I was
like, do you think there was a chance that she only knew your name because Sam said your name immediately before?
Certainly there's a chance.
Because I tend...
But also... Also, there's a chance that I'm a terrible person and just didn't know her name.
That's the so go done. Ask her. This is not
I can't
awkward.
Now. No. I cannot no, ask her now. I need to need figure out her name and then confidently yell her name to. At her face next time I see her. Nope. And then everything will be cool.
Nope. That sounds like some dumb advice that Trent would give you. And that boy is dissolving munchies in his mouth.
No.
You know what?
You're I'm fine on munchies. Point. I'm trying to think of an order here. Because I think if you would have said then your homie's name again, then he would have said her name. And then you also could have said her name. I think you could have rigged the system if you were just thinking like this much quicker.
If I was, well, it was at the end of a long day was one thing. And the other thing was that Sam had already.
Or you could have said,
he was out of frame.
Yeah, like
he
you were out of frame. Each other.
Look, guys, I'm not saying that I did the right thing. I'm not saying that looking back, I don't think of a million things I could have said that wouldn't have, no. that would have made it a lot better. But in the moment, I panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know how you get, you just gotta go, just say, hey. My name's Matt. I don't know your name, and it was really awkward the other day, and I'm so sorry. And then she'd be like, oh, that's fine. It's Jennifer. And then
it's not,
that's
it's
it.
Not Jennifer. I think I'd remember Jennifer.
Well, apparently not.
I don't get, you're right. Yeah, the other problem is that more than likely she's already forgotten about the interaction.
No, there's no way. Mm. You were awkward as...
as what?
as that
awkward as that
awkward as
I didn't
be.
Say it though I saved you a beep
yeah because those cost so much for me to make
Matt I'm sorry
there it is. To import that into the whole project exciting boys
boys
okay so on that note we are definitely bottoms
yeah,
up
I'm super bottoms up
Yes. yeah. Thank you all for listening to episode 14. Check us out on Instagram at Trent. Hit me with the URL.
It's at Poor Quality, spelled P-O-U-R, just to make sure everybody's not thinking the wrong thing.
AKA spelled the cool way.
The cool way.
And I will also remind you that you can send us an email to poorquality@gmail.com. My sister wrote in and she sent us some related stories to something we had talked about, which was pretty great. Matt's mom has just been messaging us, telling us things she enjoys about the show, which is awesome.
That has been nice.
it just makes my day 100% better. And so if you are out there and you're listening to the show, we'd love to hear from you because this is... a lot of fun for us, and we get excited about it. So, if you're excited about it too, just yeah,
it's my favorite day of the week.
Give us a ring and shoot us a line, and we'll say hello and
let's be friends.
Yeah,
I can show you the world.
Okay, awesome.
I can't actually, but we could maybe have a conversation.
But you can listen to us.
Okay, so to avoid email. Copyright infringement, I'm going to go ahead and say I've been. Matt Ceiling Bidet Byers. Pulling it back to the beginning.
I've been Zach. Throw up in your bag, Schroeder.
Now I have to leave that part in.
Yep.
I've been Trent Mushy Munch Zafford.
Mike's thinking of one. Chris, do you have something?
I really wanted to be Extreme Bidet Wadena. You know what? I've been Michael Extreme Bidet Wadena.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just all copy each other.
The tip was my first! Yeah! I made the joke. I started.
Actually, I think Zach made the joke.
Okay, no.
I feel like we all kind of made the joke.
It was Chris.
I certainly facilitated the joke. Chris, who have you been? Cool. Okay. We'd like to thank.
Wait. No. I've been Michael. If you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen, Woody.
That's good.
Nice.
I've been Chris, not a fangirl, O'Brien.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Very good. Very good. Very good. Well, folks, it looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker.
Oh, listen to their music.
Shout out Waker.
It's very good.
You bet.
This particular show has been poor quality. What else do you guys expect? At this point, especially, because this is episode 14.
We're out of adolescence.
And we need to figure it out.
We're into that should have been your Michael into teens, Medina.
Into teens! No! We should have had it!
Guys, I'm trying.
Oh, God, cut the recording. End it all! In terms of recording. Yeah.